SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. American employers added a better-than-expected 177,000 jobs in April as the job market showed resilience in the face of the president's effort to level the playing field on international trade. Some economists did claim that Mr. Trump's tariffs on imports to the U.S. have shaken financial markets as well as frightened businesses and consumers. But correspondent Ken Lorman reports the economic data don't back that up.
Bill Adams, chief economist at Comerica Bank, called the jobs report reassuringly normal, adding the fears of a softer labor market due to tariff uncertainty went unrealized last month, adding that there are signs that businesses are reining in plans for hiring and capital spending, and that consumers are turning more cautious toward discretionary spending. But Adams noted that the warnings come from surveys of businesses and consumers, but have not yet showed up in actual economic data. Ken Lorman, Washington.
Those job numbers came in above economists' expectations. Get ready for a military parade planned for Washington, D.C. this summer.
There will be a military parade on June 14th, President Donald Trump's 79th birthday, which also happens to be the Army's 250th birthday. It commemorates the 1775 authorization of companies of riflemen by the Continental Congress. The plan calls for about 6,600 soldiers to march from Arlington, Virginia to the National Mall, along with 150 vehicles and 50 helicopters. Jennifer King, Washington.
Senator Cotton says that President Trump has laid out what a successful negotiation with Iran would look like.
A good deal, obviously, is a deal that cuts off all of Iran's paths to a nuclear bomb. That includes all of their highly enriched uranium and their advanced centrifuges.
Senator Tom Cotton spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week, and this is SRN News. People around the world have been weighing in on freedom of speech.
The Pew Research Center survey finds that a majority of people believe that the right to say whatever you think without fear of reprisal is important. Here in the U.S., 62% of adults say freedom of speech is very important. The highest percentage can be found in Germany, 87%. The lowest in Singapore, 35%. Freedom of speech is not quite the same as freedom of religion, but the two tend to be closely connected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report indicates persecution of Christians in Pakistan is once again on the rise. A survey conducted by Human Rights Focus Pakistan says believers were victims of an unusually high number of murders, abductions, and forced conversions during the first 3 months of 2025. The president of International Christian Concern says for too long, Pakistan has covered its systemic persecution in silence. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on a court appearance in Cincinnati for a man accused of intentionally killing a sheriff's deputy with his car.
38-year-old Rodney Hinton Jr. appeared in court Saturday in Cincinnati with a wall of deputies at the back of the room. A prosecutor said evidence and witnesses will show that Hinton drove directly at a Hamilton County sheriff's deputy directing traffic near the University of Cincinnati Friday, the university's graduation day, killing him. The day before, Hinton's teenage son was shot and killed by a Cincinnati police officer. Authorities have not identified the deputy killed, but say he retired from the department a few months ago and was still taking off-duty assignments. Hinton is charged with aggravated murder and has been ordered held until another hearing on Tuesday. I'm Donna Warder.
Microsoft raising recommended retailer pricing for its Xbox consoles and controllers. This is SRN News.